Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Today we come to Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 19. Luke 4, 18 through 19. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because He has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind. He set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. I grew up in a small town where everybody knows everybody, and everybody knows or thinks they know everybody's business. This was certainly the case of Jesus growing up in that small village of Nazareth. More than likely, the synagogue was just down the street from the carpentry shop and the home where Jesus worked and lived. Most certainly, everybody knew everybody in Nazareth. It was Jesus' habit to worship each week, and on this particular Sabbath in this little village of Nazareth, it was his turn to read. The scroll of Isaiah was handed to him, and Jesus opened to chapter 61 and read verses 1 and 2. And then he rolled up the scroll and told the worshipers that Isaiah was writing about him. Tomorrow we'll consider the reaction of the people. Today, let's consider the significance of the passage. The Messiah would come empowered by the Spirit of the Lord. Along with his physical miracles, he would proclaim good news to the spiritually impoverished. He'd set the spiritual prisoner free from sin and open the eyes of the spiritually blind. He would release those who were held down and held back by sin. And because of the year of the Lord's favor, we live with overflowing spiritual blessings. We are spiritually rich. We've been set free. Our blind eyes have been opened. We have been released from sin's oppression. Jesus has come and changed everything. Have you been released by sin's oppression? If you haven't, and you'd like more information, or you'd like a conversation about that, email me at info@ronmoore.org. info@ronmoore.org. Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who has come to change my life and eternity. Help me to live in thanksgiving and praise. I pray all that in Jesus' name. Amen.